So we have a kind of touchy-feely, fuzzy testing system, highly experimental, never really been successfully done at a statewide level, going to be imposed with taxpayers' dollars on the entire American public school system. And that's going to be the big achievement, together with a kind of proto-national curriculum. I'm Bill Evers. I'm a research fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, and I'm formerly the U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education for Policy. The Obama people in their appointments put in the reformers, by and large. The first thing that we saw as their policy unfolded is all things having to do with competition, parental choice, some little incipient things that had been allowed during the Bush administration disappeared. So Congress had passed a law allowing opportunity scholarships in Washington, D.C. And this was proven by the most rigorous kind of academic research to give these kids odds that they were, you know, doing a year better and all this than their socioeconomically matched counterparts. Second thing having to do with competition and choice was transferring out of schools, a kind of public school choice. And under the Bush administration, they had to give, the schools had to give the parents notice if they were failing school 15 days before the school year started so that they could try and transfer their kid out. The Obama administration changed that to the first day of school, so effectively making it, I think, impossible. The third thing having to do with choice is in the proposed revision of the Federal Aid to Education Law, the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, the Obama administration has gotten rid of after-school tutoring where people could, if they were in a failing school, the parents could get a voucher and essentially a payment thing, and they could go to a private vendor or sometimes the school district itself, but they could go and get extra help for their kid. They're getting rid of this in their proposed revision of the federal aid law. One of the things that you hear often from liberals is we're way underfunded in education. If you just pour money in, the existing system would work. Well, so how much money? This is often something that no one will answer. Interestingly enough, Vice President Biden answered it in a speech to the Delaware Teachers Union, where he said, the amount of money that we're giving you, both in our expanded regular appropriations and in the stimulus money, will be enough to fix education. So I ask to you, whoever listens to this, we'll see. Now, how have they spent this money, especially this new stimulus money? Most of it, say 100 to 3, they've put in, just poured it right into the existing system. Then they have a bit set aside for competitive grants. This is the famous race to the top that is sometimes in the headlines because it's more interesting. So states have to fill out forms and they get evaluated on whether their proposal for reform makes sense. Now here's one of these cases where they've given the unions choke point power, blocking power, veto power. In order to get this money, you have to have complete support from the labor unions and from the local districts. So these two states that are getting the money in the first round, Delaware and Tennessee, were able to do this. Now, these are states that over the years have never shown that they were willing to take difficult decisions. Tennessee has had all kinds of data about individual teacher performance and never used it in hiring and firing decisions. They have no record of biting the bullet, doing the difficult, doing the politically challenging. So we're now having a huge experiment on testing. There's different kinds of testing when you're trying to do statewide testing. The more conventional kind is multiple choice, fill in the bubble kind of thing. Like anything else, it can be done well, it can be done poorly. But it has a lot of advantages. You can cover a lot of territory. It's fairly easy to have test security. You can correct them quickly. there's a lot of good sides to it. The president himself and his education department have decided, no, we can't have that. We're going to spend a lot of money to develop project-based, portfolio-based, authentic performance testing. So kids are going to submit portfolios that are going to be graded somehow by judges. This brings in horrible subjectivity problems. There's going to be a lot of essay writing. There's going to be a lot of projects of one sort or another. I have to say that it could have been worse. So I guess I give them a C+.